The Steve Cochran Show.
Our plan is for the House, Democrats and Republicans, to work through the month of June, continue to work on budget making. We will expect participation by all members of the House. There's a concern. They just don't have a high level of confidence in how the governor has conducted himself.
As you consider what Mike Madigan said there, I want you to ask yourself a question. How could he not know what the other side was thinking? I want you to take Mike Madigan's side here. If what Mike Madigan just said there in that clip, it's from the other day, but in the clip you just heard, is true, that means he's completely surprised and flummoxed by what the governor and what the other Republicans in the House want, if he's telling the truth. This has been going on for 2 years. There's no way that can be true. There's no way that he could not know exactly what he wants and exactly what they want.
Well, that's what Rick Pearson said the other day, too, that it was completely strategized to delay the vote or have no vote because Right. Now it's harder. Now they need the 3/5 majority and Republican help now.
So, again, in case you're confused, I don't believe the speaker's telling the truth again, and I would like him to come in here and discuss it again. He knows where I work. Joining us now is Governor Rauner. I suppose the first thing, Governor, you want to do is wish Dave Ennett a happy birthday.
Absolutely. Happy birthday. How you doing, Steve?
I'm doing fine. And Dave, your birthday was when?
It was Tuesday.
It was Tuesday. The governor also has the same tradition I have where neither one of us get you anything.
That's quite all right. Thank you, Governor.
Sorry for that tradition, but I hope you had a good day.
I did.
All right, good. I'm glad we could start with a laugh because the rest of it, unfortunately, isn't funny. And I sensed a frustration in your voice like I hadn't heard before. I assume you're as frustrated as I am and the rest of us are that we've hit another wall here. And the notion that Speaker Madigan didn't know where the Republicans and where you stand, so he's going to need more time, is a big steaming pile of you-know-what.
That's so true. I mean, it's ridiculous. This is all about political spin. He's a master of spin in the media, phony headlines. That's what all this is. What we've got to do is get here in Springfield and get a balanced budget that's good for the people of Illinois, that funds our human services, funds our schools, grows our economy. What people's positions are clear. I've laid out the reforms I've requested. I've compromised. I've given up on many of them, trying to get a deal done. The speaker's been clear. He wants no changes to the system. He just wants a massive tax hike with no changes. That would just make our problems worse.
You know, I love this city and I love this state like you do, and it saddens me greatly to see the continuing degradation of our image nationwide. But there's also people right now, Andrea, you know this as well, Right. They're driving to work right now, and it could be a husband or a wife, and maybe they got a job offer in another state, and they don't want to leave.
No.
But they're waiting to see what the state's future might be like, what their property values are going to be like. Are their kids going to have a school that's going to be funded? And they're probably leaning towards leaving because Springfield is failing. Governor, what do you want to say to them?
I say, I feel your pain 100%. That's the reason I decided to run for governor. People recruited me because they knew that I would stand and get change done. We've been going down a bad road. People are hurting in Illinois. They've been hurting for years. We've been leading the nation in an out-migration or one of the worst states for so many years. People are leaving for better opportunities. We used to be the land of opportunity in Illinois. Now we're not anymore, and we've got to change that. And everywhere I go around the state, people come up to me and say, Governor, I stayed because you ran. I stayed, and I'm still here because you're fighting for us. You're trying to change the system. And I'm going to be here as long as you're in office fighting for change. And if you can't succeed, if these guys block you, or if you're when you're done and you haven't been able to succeed, I'm leaving. I have had so many small business owners tell me that. I've had so many working families tell me that. I had an elderly woman come up to me and grab my arm the other day, tears in her eyes, and she said, Governor, you're our last hope. Please don't give up. Please stay strong. We need you. I started to tear up. I mean, this is emotional. This is home. We've got to improve our home for our kids and our grandkids. And these career politicians who've been in power for 35 years, they don't give two hoots. They just want their political power and political spin in the headlines. That's all they care about.
Governor, are you going to sign the education bill that basically bails out Chicago public schools? And want to get your reaction to the fact that we now have the lowest bond rating of any state in U.S. history. Where do we go from here? Because this is the reality of what we're dealing with now.
No, that's right. We have been so financially mismanaged in Illinois for so many decades. We've had our bond rating cut again and again and again and again for years. And the trend is continuing because the majority in the General Assembly won't pass balanced budgets. This is how we got over $180 billion in debt in Illinois over the last 35 years. We've got to live within our means and only spend what we bring in. But the majority just doesn't want to do that. They keep rewarding their cronies inside government, the inside politicians, the special interest groups, and we've got to change that.
We do have to change that, but we do have to change that. But this is where we are now. We have the lowest bond rating. Where do we go from that?
Where we go is changes to our system to grow our economy and cut spending to live within our means. That's where we go. And very quickly, our ratings will improve through economic growth and balanced budgets. And that's what we're fighting to achieve. Now, you asked a very important question, Andrew, about school funding.
Right.
I am a passionate advocate for public schools, especially Chicago public schools. My wife and I have spent most of our lives with our time and our resources helping to improve Chicago public schools. I deeply care about them. I want our students to have a better future in the city of Chicago and to have our teachers properly supported. Before I became governor, we were the worst state in America for funding schools. We had the biggest gap between low-income schools and high-income schools. It's unfair. And I said, more money for schools, and let's allocate it more equitably. We got a good school funding formula commission work recommendation that was turned into two bills, one a Democrat bill, one a Republican bill in the Senate. I said, I'll support either one of those bills with very minor tweaks. Either one is a good foundation bill. What happened? The House, majority there, for the manipulation of headlines, grabbed the Democrats' bill, added on a big amendment, addendum, with a massive additional bailout for the city of Chicago schools. That's not fair to the taxpayers in Oak Park or down in Blue Island or in Harvey or up in Waukegan or Rockford. That's not fair. We need an equitable system for all school districts, and I will continue to work to get that done.
And I would state what I've said 1,000 times before. I think if you look at your reform agenda and what you've cut it down to, there's nothing that anybody should find unreasonable. But I'll leave you with this bang my head against the wall moment here, and that is, if you're dealing with a child who holds his breath until he turns blue, and you still got to live with the child, at some point, have you got to do something else? In other words, can you just say, give me something I can work with, House, the Senate's doing it, give me something I can work with, House, something I can say. Clearly, whatever you're going to sign now for a budget, whenever that day eventually comes, it's not going to be what you wanted. It's not going to be what is ultimately best for the state. But how much longer can we go on before you have to take the ultimate high road and just explain to people, as you have again and again and again, I didn't want this, but this is the best we can do because Mike's not playing along.
Well, that's exactly where we're heading. And the speaker has been clear. He wants no changes. The good news is some members of his caucus in the majority have finally admitting more and more that they know that what we're asking for change is fair and reasonable. They know it's actually good that Democrats want term limits. Democrats want property tax relief. Democrats want government consolidation so we can reduce our property taxes. Democrats want more jobs and know the regulations are crushing our small businesses. They hear it just as much as I do. They're finally willing to admit it. And if we can get enough of them to stand up to the speaker, we're going to get good things done and we'll get a balanced budget. One way or another, we're going to get it done.
There's something called the United States Climate Alliance, which I don't know enough about to know it completely in regards to who's in, who's out. But is that something you could join? And if so, would you?
Well, I don't know much about that. I'm very focused on Illinois, obviously. I'm very proud in Illinois. We have maintained energy diversity and energy options, and I'm very proud. I helped negotiate and sign the Clean Energy Jobs Bill in Illinois. I want to make sure we've got sustainable, renewable energy. I want to make sure we've got options in traditional energy. Illinois deserves to be competitive economically and all energy options on the table.
So regardless of where the president goes or doesn't go, you're doing whatever you can climate-wise for Illinois. Is that the summary?
That's the bottom line. Exactly right.
If you want to look at Governor Rauner's information on what he's been trying to do and what he continues to do, where's the best place to send people?
Yes. So you can go to Illinois.gov, and there it lays out what we're recommending for changes, how we're going to get to a balanced budget, and the status on all the discussions. So you can come right onto the website.
All right, appreciate you coming on.
Thanks so much, Steve. Take care. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. That's Governor Rauter, who, again, makes himself available, whereas Mike Madigan does not.